peace, love, blessings, and healing across the vast planet. Welcome to Healing for Humanity, the Jennifer Jalencia Show on Nia 2X Radio, the voice of the people. I would like to start, as it has become tradition, by paying homage to a dear sister queen and comrade. This queen, this sister queen, has served as an extraordinary educator of my beloved Prince Tabari. She has also served as the former manager of my vocal career. And we have just been sisters and supporters of one another for many, many years, over 25 years. And I laugh because this queen says I add a year every time I say it, and so I'm dating myself, but age is just a number. And this queen, as of late, is the very reason why I have decided to lift my voice on behalf of humanity on this very show. I'm speaking of none other than my dear sister queen, Nia 2X. I thank you with all chambers of my heart for encouraging me, pushing me, and loving me as a sister for many, many years. Now, family, many may say, Sister Jennifer, the name of your show, Healing for Humanity. That is quite an undertaking for one woman to think that she could do her part to heal all of humanity. And I answer humbly by saying, from the time I was a child, despite wars and rumors of wars and possible violence right outside of my very own window, in my mind's eye, I saw rainbows and stars and hearts, and I always felt love. As a matter of fact, they called me Rainbow Child in school, you know? And so I would share these ideas with the elders in my vicinity, as I have always been attracted to the sacredness and the wisdom of our dear elders. I always sat in there at their feet. I sit at their feet today. And I would share these ideas with a particular elder. And I'm speaking of none other than my dearly departed queen mother. I would say, Mommy, I see a different world. I think I have something to do to change this world. And she would reply in a deep, authoritative voice, and she was known to be an authoritative figure in the community and showed up in our home family. She would say, Jenny, you can't save the world, child. And I would whisper under my breath, yes, I can save the world. And family, I would whisper because in my day, anybody in my age group knows you did not sass your mama, you did not sass your daddy. They ran their household. We were respectful. And so I whispered that, right? And I just never knew that many, many moons later, I would be called to do my part in the healing and restoration of a fallen humanity. And so, family, with all of that being said and shared, that's enough about me. I want to turn the microphones over and speak about a dear sister queen, a sacred queen, and our meeting. I remember being called by a dear queen by the name of Arnetta. She was another sacred manager of mine in my walk, in my career. She said, I want to take you to an audition. I'm not going to tell you the relation because I want you to do your A game when you walk into this audition. And the queen's name is Janice Payne. And so I did my vocal exercises, you know, and I got ready and I said, I need to look good when I walk in for this audition with this great director in the Maryland area that I live nearby.
So I met the queen, and she had another queen there with her. And I remember seeing this beautiful queen. I said, oh, there's a teenager that's in this show. As I saw this queen, she's an older queen, but she's found the fountain of youth because I thought she was in her 20s. And then she had the nerve to begin to sing. And it's a powerful voice and a powerful spirit that filled the whole area where we were auditioning. And she was so bubbly and welcoming. I felt like I was reuniting with a sister from birth. And I went on to talk to her, and I heard God pouring from every word from her mouth. I saw that she was a spiritually centered queen. And as we went on to do the show, we stayed in touch. And she went on to introduce me to all manner of other producers, and just we stayed in love as sister queens. I am speaking of a dear and sacred queen on our planet. She's a family woman. She's an entrepreneur. She's a performer. She works in the community. Let me bring to the microphones our dear sister queen that look young, y'all. If you need to know where the fountain of youth is, I want you to knock on her door. And speaking of our dear sister queen, Nina Crump. Welcome, queen.
Oh, thank you so much, Queen Jennifer. You know you already had me tearing up here.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. You had a great impact on me, as I would never forget the way you made me feel so welcome in the audition that day many years ago at this time. And I'm so grateful that we found it in our hearts to stay in touch and stay in love. I'm so anxious to begin to share your extraordinary life with our global audience. Queen Nina.
Thank you, Queen.
You're so,
but I must say, that voice of yours, I tell you, I was so amazed by your beautiful voice. I'm like, wow, where did she come from? Amazing. And your spirit, you know, the thing about it, your spirit, such a beautiful spirit. And when you said, it's just like we're kindred. We're just like spirits.
Truly,
and I believe that's why we connected so quickly. So I tell you, to see what you're doing in the community, you know, you're using your voice and just sharing your love. So I just want you to know I am so honored to be here on your show this evening.
Oh, I thank you for those beautiful accolades, and we'll just pin them back and forth. Just make sure we don't stick one another. I appreciate that. Queen, I knew we would be laughing through the whole interview, but the world needs laughter and the world needs love. And so I know you will unfold those two and much more as we share in these fleeting moments. Queen, I want to begin talking about NC Ministries, Inc., because I didn't know about your beautiful nonprofit. Talk about what the nonprofit is about and what was your motivation for founding NC Ministries, Inc.
Two things. I'm a person, I just love being a blessing to so many people. I love, you know, encouraging and embracing. And, you know, all my life, even as a young child, growing up, people would always say, Nina, you're that smile of yours, you know, you're always encouraging, you're always showing love to people.
Yeah.
And so 12 years ago, I could see the women in my family, you know, all of them seemed like, you know, they was going through something, and I wanted us to connect. I wanted us to come together. And so what we did, the first meeting was on the power of prayer and letting go and letting God. And my my mom, she was the one, she did the prayer. You know, I had like nieces, cousins, sisters, you know, I mean, my grandkids, all the women, and we came together. And so at that moment, when we would begin to talk and talking about letting go and letting God, everyone started to just to let go, just talk about what they were going through. And the tears, like, what? You going through that? I'm going through that too. And I'm going to tell you, when those women left, girls, teenagers left, it was just like a breakthrough. It was like a breakthrough. And at that moment, we said we're going to name this woman of faith, and we're going to meet monthly. And we are going to and let them host, not only me, but let them host and be able to do some of the things that, you know, subjects that, you know, might be a blessing to them is, you know, coming from the heart. And so from that meeting, I tell you, we had so many different, you know, meetings and gatherings and, you know, just letting go, releasing balloons, releasing up to God, you know, writing on papers, saying, devil, we're not going to accept this anymore, stepping on the devil's head. Then then the Toys for Tots group that I have, we started that. That's been 12 years ago, too. And I wanted to give back to the community, to kids, you know, unprivileged kids and families that couldn't afford to do anything for their kids. So, anyway, we started off, it was like about 10 people. We was at a little adult care center, and my cousin was working there. She said, well, we can have it there. And so, anyway, we had it there. It was like 10, 15 people starting off, and I would cook food, like a brunch. Everybody would bring toys. And we did that for a few years, and it just started growing every year. And we had to leave that. We went to the Navy Yard. We went to the Zelia Center. We went to the PV ballroom because it kept getting larger each year. So we ended up at the Camelot. So with all that being said, it was just like what God was doing, and that it was just like, okay, you know, there's so much that the women need, so much that the family and people need. And people said, Nina, you need a 501c3. And I'm like, because you need that help. You're doing so much, and I'm always coming out of my pocket. That's who I am. And just want to be blessed to know everybody's happy. And so anyway, that's how we got to NC Ministries. And it's so important. When you were talking about the voice, that really touched me right to the heart. Because one of our sayings, the inner voice refers to those internal barriers that manifest themselves in women in a variety of ways and in turn can have an arresting, silencing effect. An uneven asking, anxiety in moving forward, a lack of confidence, a fear of failure, and a sense that being silent is a safe, protective place. And we are here. We are going to break through the enemy's lies in Jesus' name. And so with this woman of faith group, my God, we are letting them know you don't have to stay silent, you know, because there's so much in us. And when we hold that in us, you know, we can't move forward. And there's people that need to hear. They need to hear our testimonies or, you know, just like the woman of faith, the books that God brought out of them, books and businesses and so many different things, and they were afraid because they don't know what people are going to say, how they're going to react, you know, is there going to be failure, you know, and it's just like, wow, because we stay, we are afraid, and I was one of them. So that's a little about NC Ministries. We do so much. We feed the homeless. You know, we go to Ronald McDonald House and prepare meals for the families. You know, men's shelter, nursing home, you know, and we just take care of each other. Yes.
Oh, absolutely beautiful and a reflection of your heart and who you are from the time I met you up until today, your beautiful post. And, you know, I always say it, you're quite welcome. 99% of my guests on this show is a woman. It's women. We have a king every now and then, and I just have a love and passion for the restoration and upliftment of the female, and I know you have that same passion. Talk about the importance, oh, yes, indeed, Queen, the importance of women supporting women. Why is that important?
let me tell you, that is one of the most important things, you know, supporting one another, you know, women support mm-hmm. each other. Even in this organization, you know, NC Ministry God, you know, birthed in me, but my board members, the board mm-hmm. members, all of them have their own businesses. But they yes. said, yes, Nina, I want to be on your board. I want to support you. And when I tell you, Jennifer, mm-hmm. I don't know how I could have did all of this without them women supporting. Beautiful. I mean, I'll mm-hmm. turn around and say, oh, Nina, I got that. I did that. I mean, you know, they mm. one of the young ladies prepared my papers for the 501c3. I can remember it was probably five years ago, and I did reach out to someone, and you know, that already had theirs, and they just didn't seem like they wanted to, you know, share, like, you know, mm-hmm, it's gonna be impossible. Mm-hmm. And so right there, I went into that shell, and I said, well, maybe it's not for me. And so here 5 years and gone down the road, and God pushed that, like, no, you want to do this. God let me know that, Nina, whatever you need, I'm going to send somebody your way Amen. To help you to Amen. Be a blessing where you're lacking. Amen. And, you know, and I thank God for the women of faith. When I wanted to start this, you know, they came yes. out and they embraced it. And, you know, and look, it helped me because, you know, Jennifer, I've been to that place. I might have been going through or whatever, and just one of those gatherings, you know, letting go, letting God, or, you know, letting go that stress. You know, it was just different. Look in the mirror at yourself. You got to encourage yourself. These were different subjects that the Women of Faith were hosting within the group. It blessed me and it blessed others, you know, because it helps. Because let me tell you, when we do this thing together, we can do so much, Jennifer, so
That's
much.
Right.
We can embrace, you know, one another. And so I thank God for a praying mother, because it starts, you know, it starts way back, you know.
Oh,
and
indeed.
You know, it's good for the kids, you know, the younger generation to see that, come on, we can do so much more together. We don't have to hate on one another. God has given all of us. You hear me, Jen?
Amen. Okay. Amen.
He has given all of us. You know, we're unique. You know, we are all unique. And if we embrace what God has put in us, we can do so much. And you won't have to worry about being jealous of this person, that person, because you're embracing what God has done for you.
Amen.
And then you, in turn, you inherit other women. But I'm telling you, in my circle, God has sent me some amazing women, and I don't know how I would have done it without them. And I thank God for you. When I'm posting and you encourage me, when you post, I encourage you. What is about me to do so much more? And so it's important. It's really important
Indeed.
That we embrace one
Indeed.
Another as women, because you don't know what that woman going through. That woman can be ready to take her life, and just
you
because
speak,
your
queen.
Response,
speak.
You hear me? It's a power
speak,
in
queen.
That hug, encouragement, and when you look at that woman and she's trying to embrace, or even on the street, you know, people are like, girl, you always smiling. Yes, because you don't know who needs that smile, you know, so
speak,
it's
queen.
Important. It's important.
Oh, and I appreciate you so much because I think we've shared love back
yes.
and forth. You know, people talk about Facebook is just negativity and all of that, but
no,
it depends on who you're interfacing with, so to
yes.
speak, because you too, Queen, encouraged me. Just your beautiful smile, your family life. You are so involved in family, and you put that
yes.
to the forefront. You always show us your joy in the Lord. And I, mm-hmm. as I spoke to you last week as we were preparing for this very interview, I said these words that God is waiting for us to grow up,
yeah,
for us to reflect Jesus, not no longer just talking about him, praising and reading, but we need to begin to see little Jesus is parting the planet.
Come on.
We
now.
Need to become like Jesus. When we
Amen.
Speak, you should hear him. You should see the Father. And so I'm grateful for you
You are a woman of God. You are a walking woman of God in front of us, daring us to get better and encouraging us to be better. So I'm just humbled and grateful to be in your presence yet again. This is the Queen Nina Crump. I say the name, it's like a song because you are a genuine Sister Queen. It's my honor to have you, and as we continue to walk the roles of your extraordinary life, I can't go any further without talking about that beautiful, powerful, and spirited voice that I heard at the audition. And you're an award-winning vocalist and recording artist. Talk about how that began, how you found your talent. This is the Queen.
Wow. Nina. Wow. You know, that's something you said that as a little girl, I always was singing. I loved to sing. And I remember in high school, I was in the concert choir. It's so funny every time I tell the story. But anyway, I was in the concert choir, and then I ended up being in the gospel choir. And so I remember Mr. Moses, the director, he said, you know, I'm looking for someone to do the lead song for Going Up Yonder. And I know you know Going Up Yonder.
I'm sure.
Yes. Jennifer, everybody, Queen Jennifer, everyone was trying out for that part, but I was so nervous. I was so nervous. I was just standing right there, you know, and Mr. Moses was like, well, is there anybody else, he said, that would like to try out? He said, because if not, you know, I'm going to decide who will do the lead. I'll let everybody know next week. And so anyway, this I put my hands up. And I said, I want to try out Mr. Moses. And everybody looked around like, Nina? So anyway, I auditioned for that. And Mr. Moses said, wow, I don't have to look nowhere else.
So anyway,
as time went on, Jennifer, you know, we sung that song everywhere. I mean, all the high school concerts we went to, you know, business schools, that was one of the main songs. And I'm just like, wow, look at God. Because, you know, I was silent. I was nervous. And so to see that, and from that, you know, continue singing, you know, all through when I was at church, I was on the Rosebud Choir and everything, and everyone kept asking me, Nina, when are you going to do a solo? As I got, you know, older, when are you going to do a solo album? And I'm like, I don't know anything about writing music. I don't even know how to get started. And at that time, Jen, I said, I said, God, if this is for me, this is for me, you'll let me know. And so I remember that was like 2 years later. 2 years later, my husband and I, we were going away to North Carolina, and words start coming to me. And I'm like, what's going on? So I'm driving, right?
Love it.
You're on the passenger side, and he said, well, you want me to write it down? I said, write it down, because these words, they were just flowing. They were just flowing. And writing the words down. And anyway, next thing I know, you know how we do, we singing in the phone, you know, for the melody.
Right.
I was on the train, waking up in the middle of the night, these lyrics would just come in, and just the melody start following after that. And so by the time, girl, I had about 15 songs I had written.
Oh, my goodness.
And
oh my.
I went.
Wow.
So I went to the man, he was a producer, and I said, I gave him the tape, and I said, I have 15 songs I would like to know if you could, you know, produce them for me. And he said, well, I'll, you know, let me listen to them, and I'll let you know. And you know how we get, girl, we be thinking, oh, he probably like, what is this? You know, it just, you know. So it had been a couple of days, and I'm laying down, and so anyway, he called me. He said, Nina Crump. He said, these songs are amazing. He said,
oh,
let's get together. And I'm like, what? I mean, I was just so excited. And so then it started. I was in the studio, and, I mean, the songs just came. They just flowed together. I had my oldest daughter did a duet with me. My son did a rap song with me. My nephew did a rap song. And so it was just,
wow.
It was a lot of songs. So I remember when the CD was completed, girl, I was nervous. And I said, wow, I had a CD release, and I'm telling you, I had 200 people there. 200
oh,
people
my
there
goodness.
At the Zelia Center. And so,
oh,
you know,
God.
We were there, and people were in line because they only could give me, matter of fact, 200 CDs because the other ones wouldn't be in until later that week. And so I said, well, 200 is plenty because I know, you know, it's probably not going to be a lot of people. Well, anyway, I sold out that night. I sold
yes.
out.
Oh.
You know, and people were so excited. People were calling me saying their kids were learning all, they knew all the songs, little kids, teenagers were excited.
Goodness.
Even my
oh,
aunt.
My goodness.
It was just like, oh, my goodness. So from that time, because God, again, he said, Nina, wherever you're lacking, I'm going to help you. You know, I'm going to push you.
Yes.
And every time. I released the CD, God kept taking me higher. Next thing I know, God was opening doors for, you know, me to sing on Spirit of Washington. And next thing I know, I was, you know, award show, different shows. As a matter of fact, I did Praise Factor. I, the most traditional artist, I have won that award. And, I mean,
oh,
it was just
congratulations.
Jamaica. You know, people want me to write them songs for their plays. And, I mean, what God was doing, I just like, and, you know, people would say, Nina, we just love to hear you. And, you know, like you're saying, because you sing from the heart. And the thing about when I was writing those songs, when I was writing those songs, I was going through different things. And that's when God was birthing those songs. You know, don't give up.
Yes.
You know, God is awesome. You know, it was. It was so, God did. And so I'm excited. So this is where I, you know, hey, Nina Crump, you know, people say, yeah, there's Nina Crump, you know, and God opened doors. He's, you know, still opened doors. And everyone's like, now, Nina, when is another CD coming out? And
Yes.
But
I'm one of them. I'm saying that too.
So it's coming. I just felt like right now I had to take the time and sit back and work on NC Ministries, you know, getting things done, you know, with that. And because it's so much more. And since I've launched it, people are reaching out, you know, want to partner with me or want to be a part, want to volunteer. I'm telling you, it is just, I just released this on Tuesday, and what has taken place is just like there is nobody but God. And, you know, the women matter.
Amen.
These women, they
truly
matter. You know, we want strong women. We want strong mothers. We want strong, you know, entrepreneurs. Strong. And the thing about it, you have to seek God first. Seek God first, and everything else will be added to it. And we know this. But still, these women, they need resources. They need encouragement. They need prayer. They need help with how do I deal with this situation. So NC Ministries is we're working on a women's retreat for March. March is Women's Month. And so these are different things that we're trying. Because we want to educate our women. We want to love on our women. We want to embrace them. You know, want to know that we are here for them. So anyway, the music.
Indeed.
The music part, I love it. I just love when I sing. It means a lot to me. I don't care whether I'm singing at a funeral. I want to meet the need with. I want to meet them right where they are. God using me. I want to, you know, minister. I want to give it. Whether I'm singing to 1,000 or whether I'm singing to 10 people, it does not change the way I sing. Because when you're singing from the heart and when God is using you, you got to give it your best. You got to give it your all.
Right.
You got to, and you know that, Queen. That's how you are. You know it's
Kindred spirit. You know, Queen. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Queen, just beautiful. Just the way you speak and the passion with which you speak and sing and give. It's life giving. It's healing to us all. You know, we talked about the angels of earth walking around, and I believe that I am talking to one. From the time I met you, I knew that I must handle you in a sacred way, because I know that I am talking to one of the angelic forces of God. You're welcome, the purity of heart in all that you do. It is truly an honor to continue to work alongside you. And, of course, NC Ministries and the New Royal Family got work to do. Amen.
Yes, a lot of work.
Amen. A lot of work. And I'm talking about together, in unison.
Yes.
We're going to do some things together because we are truly on the same mission. And so I congratulate you on what you're doing, and let's do some work together.
We can
sweep this earth clean. If we get behind one another, we can just get our broom out and sweep it clean, Queen. And I look forward to some collaboration that I'm going to talk to you about very soon. I'm so very proud of you, and really we're just scratching the surface, global listeners, because our dear sister Queen Nina Crump is also an actress. I was able to witness her in the play. Y'all made the audition. I forgot to tell y'all, I made the audition, and we ended up in the play together, y'all. Okay. Well, Queen, tell us about how you ventured into acting.
Well, Dr. Janice Payne.
I know that's right.
She said, Nina, I want you to sing, but, you know, I want you to do something different here. She said, I want you to act. She wanted me to do some acting. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So there we are.
Yes.
Couple of her plays. I was acting, and then God opened the door for me to be able to act for some other productions as well. And I loved it. I mean, you know, acting and singing is kind of the same thing. You're expressing,
same
you know.
Thing.
You know what I'm saying? It's expressing how you feel. So, you know, again, people ask me, okay, Nina, when are you going to be in another production? So that's one thing, like I said, I wanted to get NC Ministries out the way, but I love it. Even in school, matter of fact, I was in a couple of plays at school, you know, just, you know, small plays, whatever. So I hadn't done nothing since, you know, that was high school, Queen. To be able to act, and my kids tell me, let me tell you, they said, Mom, that's your calling right there. They keep saying, they keep saying they want to see me act. And they said, Mom, And so, anyway, I was so honored to be able to play the role of Wanda Briscoe, and I'm sure you heard of Wanda Briscoe. And when I was asked to play her role, I'm like, oh, my goodness, Wanda, you know. And I got nervous because when I looked at when they sent the script, I said, oh, my God, all these parts seem like I have I'm in every scene except for one. I think it was except for one, I believe. And let me tell you, Queen, I got nerves. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. But God, that sound voice, God said, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, indeed.
So,
and you did it.
Yeah, thank you. And it was,
you're welcome.
I'm going to tell you, it's a very emotional because what Wanda went through, you know, going through divorces. You know, she went through a stroke. She went through breast cancer. And then, you know, she lost her son due to gun violence. So she went through a lot. So most of the time in that, you know, that play, it was very emotional. And even after the play, it took me a month to get out of that, you know.
It was just like
I had taken over that, you know, personality. And I remember her parents were saying, her parents, and it said a lot. Her parents came to me and said, Nina, you played that role. It was like they were looking at Wanda, you know, when I was
up there. And to all glory
go to God. But like I said, with anything that I do, Queen, I want to give it my best. And I prayed to God. I said, God, help me get through this. But it was emotional because, girl, I had to cry. I had to scream. I had to be mad. I mean, so much. But in the end, the victory in the end, you know, how she overcame, you know, because it could have very well kept her, you know, silent. But she didn't let it do. She ended up, she has written so many books. She's been speaking all over the, you know, United States, speaking and ministering to different women, but she encouraged me. She was like, you know, she was like my hero. It's like, wow, look at all she has gone through and still reaching out to others. And there we go.
There, this point right there,
it's us women. We do go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? But we have to, even when we're going through, we still have to show that God love. We still have to embrace one another. We can't lash out at one another, you know.
That's right, Queen.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes, indeed.
Yeah, so.
Wow. It's so refreshing to hear you. It's like a cool drink of water. You know, and I'm listening to, yes, indeed. It's water to my soul to speak to another woman that is on a path of healing other women. And really, if you heal the female, you've healed the family. You start with that cornerstone, the woman. You know,
Amen.
If mommy's all right in that home, then we all right. If mommy mad, the house messed up, the food don't taste right, it's dirty, she don't feel like being bothered. But if she's in a peaceful state, did a lie, Queen? Did I tell a fib? If she's in a
no, you didn't, girl.
State.
You told
nothing but the truth. Excuse me, brother. Y'all know I'm right, Brother King. Y'all already know I'm telling the truth. I know y'all saying amen. I know y'all saying amen to that. I mean, you know, when I get to talk about the woman, you know, I say it to our brothers listening globally. That ain't no sexist or no sexism. That is the truth, the way that the Father made it. If that woman is cared for, then your household is cared for. And so we must see that female as the sacred entity that she is.
Amen.
And Queen, as I'm listening to you, I definitely want you to share words of encouragement to any aspiring singer, songwriter, actress, our youth. Give them encouraging words to accomplish their dreams in the performing arts or in any art for that matter.
Amen. Amen. Well, I have to say this. Go with your heart, you know, whatever you just go for it, you know, and that passion, whatever your passion for, go for it. I mean, reach for it, you know, do your research, do whatever you have to do, but you can do anything you put your mind to. You don't let nobody say you can't, because we know with God, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And, you know,
and I
thank God, you got to speak those words, you know, hey, you are beautiful. You are, you know, whatever you want to be, but I'm telling you, singing, man, if you're around there singing and you just have a heart for it, go after it, because there is someone waiting to hear you. Be you. And that's one thing. Wow. When you are doing what you have to do it. Don't worry about nobody. Be you, that, you know, because God created each and every one of us different. We don't want to try to be like that person, you know. And so we want to be, of course, you know, we have people who inspire us and thank God. But, you know, God gives it to us all differently. And so embrace that, you know. My little grandkids at a young age, I mean, I encourage them. And you want to be around that circle that is positive and want to be embrace you. But let me tell you, even in this, you're going to have some people that are negative and they're going to be jealous. But don't let that hold you back. Don't let it hold back. You push through it. Don't let it hold.
That's
because
right.
Because people do. They let it hold them back. And here they had a dream. And that dream, look, and they taking that, we can take a dream to our grave if we don't use it. We don't want to do that.
Teacher Queen, Teacher Queen, that's right, that's right.
We need to do it right here. And I'm so glad. If I would have listened to people, I wouldn't be where I am today. And every time someone says, "Sis, you blessed me, I needed that." Or, you know, even with my music. You know, you got to know your stuff. Like I said, do your research. Do your research. You want to record, you know, do your research with that. You don't have to just pick the first person. Let God lead you and direct you to the producer, the studio. Never think a group is too small. And I think I referenced that earlier because we're like, oh, it ain't enough people here. Oh, really? If there's two people, you better sing like you know how to sing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Your gift will make room for you. It'll make room for you. So I'm excited. Amen. And the thing about it, when we do stuff like this, we inspire others. When I look around, and you never know who's inspired. You know.
That's right.
And some days some you might know and some you might not. And I here down the road, let me tell you, someone came to me and said, "Nina, I just want you to know, I enjoy that CD. I play that CD all the time." You never know. But I just want to say, embrace your uniqueness. Whatever you want to do, go for it. Because we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. He will give you what you need. You just speak it. Speak life. Don't say, "I can't." Yeah. No, we don't
want
to
I
will do this. And the thing about it, be humble. In this business, it is so important to be humble. I don't care how high you get, but be humble because that's where God can use you. And I remember I said, "God, I don't never want to be like some of these people I see out here that get all up here and then, you know, they think they too good. They don't want to help you or don't want to speak to you." I said, "God, if I ever got like that, God, I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to do that." You want to be humble and be open to want to help each other because we got to sow that. You sow that right seed, giving and embracing one another. It's going to come back. And
that's
so,
right, Queen. Beautiful, beautifully spoken. So encouraging, so life giving, and so healing. Just who you are. You are all of those things wrapped up into one. It's water. I hardly don't want you to stop talking, but I guess I got to ask you some questions because Queen is just so healing for my own spirit. Just appreciate you so much. And, you know, you speak so powerfully, and I know you've referenced your family all throughout this interview. Tell the global listeners the importance of family to you.
My family will tell you, I don't care. You can ask any one of my family members. They know they are so important to me.
Yes, Queen.
I thank God for my grandparents and that they portrayed that family bond and love and you know, being there and encouraging one another, and it passed down to my parents. And then passing down, you know, to me, and we're passing down to the next generation. But I love I love my family. They know I would do anything for them. You know, mm-hmm. they'll come and talk to me. You know, I need prayer, or, you know, if they need encouragement, because mm-hmm. they know Aunt Nina ain't accepting nothing else, you know, but wow. positivity, and let them know, hey, mm-hmm. I know sometimes we are going to be down, and that we're living in the real world, but they know
right,
they can
right,
get a
right.
hug from me. They can get a prayer mm-hmm. from me. They know I'm going to fast. And, you know, and I just love, we do our family reunions and, you know, everything that I do, you know, the brunch, you know, just seeing all my family, you know, come together and letting them showcase their talent. And that's how the brunch started, too, because I said, we have so much talent and gifting in our family, and it got to start somewhere. So I would have them, you know, sing or whatever. And I don't want to sing. And then they get out there and do a beautiful job. But family that prays together and stays together is so important. And we're close. We are all close. Yes, family's going to go through their little things, but let me tell you something. Nobody in my family stays mad at each other. You can't. It's
beautiful.
Just too much love.
Beautiful.
You know, it's too much love. Right? So
beautiful.
We're always doing stuff with the family, but family is important. And the thing about it, you know, we have to forgive. Forgiveness
yes.
eats away.
Oh, yes.
It eats away. You got to forgive. Forgiveness, that I'm going to tell you, unforgiveness, it's like cancer to the body. It's like poison
yes,
to the body.
Yes, yes.
And we have to, we got to forgive. It is just so important. So, and that's one thing in our family. We know how to forgive. We know how to love, because God forgave us in all our mess. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn, and that's one thing it's important. So anyway, family, stay together. Pray for one another, embrace one another, you know, just, you know, encourage you, because there's nothing like having your family with you. And, you know, mm-hmm. hey, no family is perfect. no family.
Amen.
That's family. Right, Queen. Keep it real. Keep it real, right?
No one is perfect, but I tell you one thing, if you can just speak a word in them and pray and, you know, give that smile and give that hug, and that's what we do. People say, we just love y'all family. Y'all just hug.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, you know. But it's important.
Oh,
family is
indeed.
And I'm so blessed. I am blessed.
Beautiful
yes.
queen. You know, and as I hear you talking about your family, your blood family, that feeling and that love that you all have, that is what we need to soak the entire global family with.
Yes.
And
yes.
that is what this show is about, to bring
yes.
those that are in that energy to
yes.
speak and talk about it, so that we can share that spirit around
yes.
the planet.
Yes.
We will begin to see heaven right here, as you talked about.
Yes.
I wanted to give you a high five, Queen. We ain't got to wait until we die. Please, we're right here. We can
right
make it
here.
Right. Queen.
Right.
Oh, I need you to say that. I'm going to have you saying that somewhere live, Queen. We have to get past some of
yeah.
this is a slavery mentality that we have not
yeah.
broken, and the generational curses and misinformation. But let the angels of God rise up, and let's have
yes.
a different paradigm. Let us rise up and speak up and sing and dance as
yes.
your and my one of our mentor, Dr. Janice Payne, Queen Dr. Janice Payne, talked about using her art to wake up people.
Hello.
Amen. And so as I talked about you on her show, I said, oh, Queen Nina next week. Talk about all y'all and Queen Arnetta was before. It's a trilogy. It's a trilogy.
Yes, Queen. Yes.
Oh, Queen, it's time. It is time for the descendants of Christ to
Amen.
Act like it now. We are here. He did his work. He has
mm-hmm.
gone back to the Father. We are
nice.
Capable, and the scriptures say, greater works
yes,
shall
yes.
you
Ooh.
Do. Who is that talking to?
Jesus. Is it to some ghost figure, or is it to the human being that is walking the planet now that will continue the work of the great Christ? We have to speak up and stand up today. Yes. And Queen, your love is just all-encompassing. We need more like you on the planet, and so may God enrich you and give you more territory to soak us all in that love. It's like a baptism. I honor you, and I thank you, Queen. And I ain't going to talk. Oh, I'm going to let you get these last words. Let me give an announcement, then I'm going to turn it back over to you, because we have to get your contact information some great final words of encouragement. But I did want to let the global audience know that on this Saturday, November 20th at 11 a.m., myself and the New Royal Family of Advocates for the Homeless will host our second annual Thanksgiving extravaganza in front of the 2nd and D Street Shelter. That is 425 2nd Street Northwest. We will have all manner of, we have two chefs. We have a food truck. We will have clothing, and we have 200 coats that have been donated to us that we would disperse in all of the territories. We'll start in D.C. We have New Royal Family in Woodbridge, Virginia. We have New Royal Family in New Jersey now, and Dover, Delaware. Our representatives will be coming to these states to bring coats to those that are out there shivering. I saw a queen. She just had on a T-shirt early in the morning, family, shivering. Let us not forget about the ones that Jesus called the least of these. We are charged to care for them. And so we will have our great council member, Trayon White, a foot soldier in Washington, D.C., as our keynote speaker. So won't you contact me, Jennifer Delencia, if you would like to visit our website. That is thenewroyalfamily.org. And you can give a kind donation to $ Jelencia. That's G-E-L-E-N-C-I-A. I say it like this, family, we can't stop, won't stop. We will not let our family, our extended family, the homeless kings and queens, go another day suffering. We'll see you this Saturday, 425 2nd Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., serving and loving on our homeless kings and queens. I thank you all. I love y'all. We're going to take care of our family. And with that being said, let's turn the microphones back to our illustrious sister queen, Nina Crump, to give us her contact information. Queen, how can we reach you?
So you can reach me, my website, NCM, Nina Crump Ministries.org. My email address is crumpnina@ gmail.com. Facebook and IG is NCM Ministries, Inc. Again, NCM Ministries, Inc.
Beautiful queen. Thank you for all of that contact information. We want to leave our royal kings and queens across the globe with final words of love and encouragement, because you know you said something. You said somebody may be getting ready to take their life. Sister Jennifer went through that in her walk. I found my voice to be able to talk about my prior struggles with depression. I talked about my near homelessness. I talked about my survival of domestic violence on this very show. So I finally stepped out of fear from my authentic story and started telling that. Talk to our dear sister queens and brother kings listening that may be in a dark place. Give them a ray of hope. Give them some love and give them some light to make it another day. Our dear sister queen, Nina Crump.
My God, I tell you, I had a young lady at my house today, had experience. She was ready to take her life 3 years ago. But she had to reach out to God. She had to go and get counseling. And let me tell you something. She reached out to another sister that loved and embraced her. Let me tell you right now, listeners, I can't see, but I'm giving you a virtual hug and love. And I'm telling you, giving up is not an option. God loves you. God needs you here. God has purpose for you right here on earth. And it's not worth giving up. But I want you to know I'm extending big hugs to you, and I'm praying that there is hope. Tomorrow, I'm telling you, is there for you. Right now, it's there for you. But I want you to know Queen Nina Crump loves you. I love you, and I'm in embracing, and I am hold. I want you to know I'm holding you right now. Don't give up. Jesus loves you. There is no greater love than the love of Jesus. And don't give up. There's so many. You listen to Queen Jennifer. Look at her. Look what God has done. Just think if she wouldn't have given up, if she would have given up, she wouldn't be right here today. My God, she would not be here blessing the homeless and doing all that she's doing. If I would have given up, yes, I'd been there. If I would have given up, I would be in this place showing the love and doing all this for the women. Let me tell you, you can do anything you put your mind to, but I'm praying and I'm stressing. Don't give up. Hang in there. Hang in there. Hang in there. There's so much more for you. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And Queen, the authenticity is a healing balm. I am so honored to know you, and I look forward to locking arms with your ministry and going and taking over this planet in the name of the Christ that you claim. We are going to do it together, the lionesses of God. And we have our lions, our brother kings that will secure and protect us as we get ready to go about our evenings of family. We love you. Sister Queen Nina has said it all, and I echo her words and her work. You know how to reach me on our website, and if you need to talk to somebody, you call me 202-718-6515, and you can talk to me, and then I'll give you to Sister Queen Nina. We love you with the love of the Lord, and Sister, I thank you for an extraordinary meeting here, an interview, a healing meeting of the soul here. This is soul talk. We're past the flesh. We are dealing with souls. And I thank you for lifting your voice and all of the beautiful work that you have done on this planet, and may we do much more. I'm going to let this global audience go. I bid you adieu. That just means I'll see you later. We wish you peace, love, blessings, and healing across the vast planet.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, Queen Jennifer, for having me on your show. I just love you, and I appreciate you all
that
you're doing.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you. Love you, Queen.
Love you too, Queen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.